PictoChart is an online desktop publishing application, but one that has a specific focus in that it's geared towards producing infographics. They're data visualizations. You're trying to sense out of a bunch of data and get it to tell a story in a very graphical way so that your data stands out and is easily read by your audience. In order to use it, you will need to create an account first of all. That's fairly straightforward. With the free account, you get access to just free. There are lots of tunes, but to get up started and get up and running fairly quickly, 5 is plenty. And also restricting that choice for your students is perhaps not a bad thing. At least it means they're not wandering off trying to find lots of different options, which is something that they often present with a lot of just. Having chosen your theme, just take a few moments to load the library, and once that's done, you're up and away. You don't start for a canvas infographic that's populated with some data, some graphics and some text. So it means that you're not thinking, what do I put on? It gives you some design clues, I suppose, to get started straight away. So you can just take what's already there and edit it and pop in your information. Or you can delete it entirely and start from scratch. The data that you can put on includes images that you can upload, and they can be any type of images, or you can put a graphic onto your infographic. So that means that you can add data manually and it'll generate a graph for you, or you can use data that might already be in a CSV file and upload that. So that will get your data on and your graphics on. In addition, you can add shapes. So there's an extensive library of shapes that you can put on. Each of those different elements can be edited using a properties bar. So you can change the color and the size and rotation and all that kind of thing. There's also a graphics library, which is quite limited, but that, again, reducing choice may not be a bad thing when students are getting started. You can add text. There are 3 different styles that you can add, but each of those is editable, and you can change font size and so forth. But at least with the 3 basic ones, it means again you can keep consistent look that contributes to a professional looking infographic. You are able to change the mood. So that refers to the colour palette, which is used for all the graphics that come as standard with that particular theme. And again, that's helpful in keeping consistency. When you're with everything it's done, you can download it as an image. So it comes out as a PNG file, and then that can be used elsewhere on your website or blog.